me on the phone.
Yeah. Wild Dog Kings in the building.
Bitch.
Mr. Without an Arm, I Spit. Come on, one of your favorite sneakers.
My savages. I'm always dressing fresh and American. I grew up in a ruthless environment. I'm on the phone with yo, I ask him how to try when. 35 racks, that's how my day was spent. I got a cocky belt, that's how my day would get.
Bitch. Building, come on, man. We here, nigga. Mr. Lee, the condom home on purpose.
On purpose?
Oh, come on now.
What condom?
Hey, boo.
What them shits called?
What?
Who?
Oh, come on, let's go.
Side nigga Seppy in the building.
Hey, come on. This nigga done moved on up from stay-at-home Seppy. From a stay-at-home dad to now. Side nigga Seppy. Come on now.
Eating all kind of sacks from the back.
Hey, come on now. What you call that going underneath the hood? go change that transmission.
Nigga done put that coke on that table, nigga.
Hey, come on now.
Hey.
Hold on now. Hold on now.
It
says about some coke.
Coke on the table, nigga.
We're going to talk about that later. Talk about that later, man.
Coke on the motherfucking table, man.
Rock Dog Kings in the building, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Halloween about to come up soon.
Woo, that's tomorrow?
What niggas going to be? What niggas going to be
following? I don't know, but I'm going to be nip, though.
You going to be Nipsey or something?
You already know. Yeah, because you know why?
That's the motivation.
Well, not the motivation, but this song right here, that thing. But you know, we the Raw Dog Kings in this bitch.
I finally made my mind on that I can't go back, bro. They saying that my time up, my back against the ropes. I also got my grind on that when I made the most. I had faith every night and I never lost no hope. Nobody gave me the chance, but I
believed in myself.
Woo! That's the only person you're supposed to believe in, my nigga.
You gotta believe in yourself.
Fuck everything, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta believe in yourself. Or else you find yourself heartbroken.
I know that feeling right now, but... Anyway, I want to give a couple shout-outs, though.
What's shout-out?
Shout-out to who made us start this shit, Drink Champs.
Oh, shout-out Drink Champs. Shout-out Nori and DJ
EFN.
Niggas be ignoring him on their
podcast. I don't like that shit, but it's
niggas
okay.
Be ignoring him.
I don't like that shit.
Low-key, kid, it feel like it's only Nori podcast.
Sometimes, but anyway.
You got to have tough
shout
skin.
Shout-out to Drink Champs. Shout-out to a nigga I fuck with, Gilbert Arenas, the No Chill Podcast.
Oh, he ain't care about ball, though, but shout out to him.
Shout out to that nigga that's finessed the NBA at like 80 million.
And he proud of it. Now he finessed him out of all.
That thing was
more
like,
than 80 million.
Whatever it was, but we gonna leave
all
it right
there. All these niggas robbing, all these sorry ass niggas robbing NBA now. But Gilbert did it on purpose.
Shout out to one of my favorite NBA duos of all time. They wasn't good. You remember these niggas.
They highlight us for touching their head.
Hey, Quentin Richardson.
The knuckleheads.
Boy. Shout out to them niggas.
They was garbage, man.
They was. But we used to love them little shit they did, boy. Fuck that. I used to do it.
They was lit when Clippers jerseys was...
just coming back.
For some reason, niggas like the day jerseys, though.
Right? I don't know.
I'm trying to think.
I think it was them doing that.
But Clippers was garbage.
Yeah, them boys were trash. Lamar Odom was on that team. Corey Maggette. Quentin Richardson. Darius Miles was the original nigga out here jumping out the building.
That was a little squad.
That was a squad. Niggas
but
don't
they
know
was
that.
Trash, though. They was winning a nice little 20 games.
28.
Come on now.
Let me get a little drink bartender. But, yeah.
Why you shouting them niggas out for?
Because I love they podcasts, bro.
Brother.
I love them shits, bro. I listen to, that's the niggas I listen to. And, of course, I'm coming to see y'all. You hear me? 85 South Show. You hear me? I love them niggas, right? I love Carlos Miller. I ain't going to say them niggas. I love Carlos Miller.
Yeah, you guys respect them niggas. No
I love
like,
the money too, but I just say I love like, Carlos Miller.
I like
you like Chico Bean, but
Chico Bean, that
the
nigga.
Three of them, but we was doing this shit before they thought about that shit, but it don't matter.
But you know, they're on a larger scale, but shout out to them.
Nigga, put me up on the scene, nigga. But don't put me up on, because I'm be too fucked up. Put this nigga up on the scene and let him do his thug this. I'm going to come in.
I jump in right with them boys and pick up right where they left off.
As long as I got my joint, I'm going to be
you got to be on go, too.
I'm always on go.
You can't say that. Nigga be like, hey, yo, Raw Dog King, come on stage.
I'm in there.
And niggas start acting shy.
Nah, I ain't gonna act shy. That's different. Come on now. But like, if that's the boys, nigga gotta give him a little shout out. Shout out to ESPN, whatever that little noise was on the lab he just went through.
Who just got traded?
shout out to Talib Ali, whatever that nigga is, getting traded to the Dolphins.
Oh man, come down here and drink nothing but Henny.
He gonna be at that every Saturday before the game.
Oh, man, why they did that, dog? You go from the Rams, a little playoff contender, to come to the Dolphins? Hey,
man, fuck them niggas, man. Can I say what I want to say, bro?
What you want to say? What you want to say? I know what you want to say. I feel it.
What I want to say?
Hey, excuse us, but we about to go on the Chris Brown better than Michael Jackson world tour. Listen.
Chris Brown better than Michael Jackson, bitch.
Ah, come on now. We on the Chris Brown better than Michael Jackson world tour.
We at the James L. Knight Center.
November 4th.
through November 8th.
little 4-day tour.
That's 5 days, bro.
November 4th to November
8th. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I don't consider it
the
like
4th that. Is the day.
Oh, the day, okay. Oh, you're right, my bad. 5 days, yeah. That nigga can't count now. I could do
Dumb nigga alert!
I could do a backflip, though.
No, you can't.
I could do a backflip, though.
And he can't even do a cartwheel.
Nigga, tell me something. This how I know.
Nah, fuck that. Chris Brown better than Michael Jackson.
Nigga, Chris Brown better than Michael Jackson world tour. We had the James L. Knight Center.
November 4th through the 8th.
Come on now, yeah. So
we had the BB Center.
We had the
December 1st.
The BB&T Center.
Oh, there you go. My bad.
December 1st through the 3rd.
Sixth. Oh, there was the 6th. Oh, we got extra days.
Extra day. Come on now.
Come on, my bad.
You know I'm up in that area. They got to work some shit out. We had the BB&T Center December 1st to December 6th.
I'm trying to get at the AAA.
Oh,
we working that contract guy, but he ain't playing at that day. So
Tyler Hero, fuck with me.
Woo!
Tyler Hero,
rookie alert.
It's about to be Hero County in a couple of weeks.
couple days, bitch.
It's about to be Hero County. Listen here.
But Chris Brown better than Michael Jackson, ho.
Hey, listen here, man.
I'm low-key ready to say another nigga better than Michael Jackson.
Nah, don't say that nigga you trying to say. Don't say that nigga. Hold on, this is how I know. A nigga sent me the link of Michael Jackson moonwalking.
The first time.
Sorry, moonwalking. All right. That was cute and all. All right.
You ain't seen Chris Brown do a backflip, though, and walk into a motherfucking some other bullshit. That shit Chris Brown, that shit 50 pulled up.
Nigga, Michael Jackson could do no fucking backflip.
He couldn't.
All Michael Jackson did was bend his knees.
He barely
bend his knees.
You were old by that
time. Nah, I'm talking about young Mike, though. I'm just saying, though. Chris Brown could do a backflip, Mikey can't. Mikey Jackson can't do no backflip. The moonwalk cute, but kid, that's 20. That's a bunch of niggas could do the moonwalk now, bro.
Everybody.
But that moonwalk was fire then, though.
At that moment.
That's why
debate we had just not too long ago.
It was fire in that moment. So let me not
listen.
Let me not disrespect the legend, Michael Jackson.
Fuck that.
Stop. But we still at James L. Knight Center for the Chris Brown better Michael Jackson World Tour.
November 4th
through the 8th.
And the BBT Center, this, 1 through the 6th, December.
Come on. I got confirmation. The 4th through the 8th is 5 days.
This dumbass.
I got confirmation. No, stop. Don't play me like that. All I thought was 4 and 8.
The levy dropped.
All I thought was about 4 and 8. That's why I said. Excuse the technical difficulty.
We good.
We back on par? Alright, yeah. Say less, dog. Oh, man. But shout out. Come on, man. Chris Brown. Give me a Chris Brown tune real quick, man. Let them niggas know, man. Bro, Our dog King's in the building, man. Say less. Little arm I spit. Right on nigga. Right on nigga. That's a spit on nigga Black Forces.
Chill, chill, them nigga shooters.
Any nigga with Black Forces shooters?
Them niggas got a Glock on them.
You scared of nigga with Black Forces?
I'm scared of a nigga with dirty white forces.
Nah. Black niggas with Black Forces tougher than niggas with dirty white forces. But niggas with dirty white forces tough too. No, fuck that. Niggas with dirty niggas with dirty white forces, that mean they work hard.
Yes.
They work hard. And they don't care about their shoes.
Okay, that'll work.
Niggas with Black Forces tougher.
Yeah.
They tougher.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah. Nigga kid. Niggas with dirty white forces sleep in their car.
Dirty white forces sleep. Nigga, I don't sleep, man. I ain't got no white forces.
No, they live in their car, not sleep in their car.
I was going to say, I done been drunk in the fresh. Fuck that. I done been tired fresh off of work. Pull up in the parking lot. Put that bitch in park. Turn the key off.
The work wore you out like that?
Bro, I be working from like 8 p.m. to 7 in the morning the next day, 8, sometimes 8 o'clock in the next day.
It's because it's a
sense. And then I'll sleep that other time.
But that's on you, kid. You got to get rest.
Nah, that shit different, bro. working
overnight is different.
Exactly.
It is different. You feel me? It is different. Now, you can't really have no sex life like that. Your sex life.
I love daytime pussy.
You got to be a daytime pussy.
My nighttime pussy is when like a nigga off though.
Say that again. You a daytime pussy nigga.
But my nighttime pussy be like my days off. Like a nigga pay that $40 to go to Okeechobee.
Is that what it costs?
It's $35, but. Yeah,
I don't know about the Chobi.
I know about the Chobi.
You know about Chobi?
I'm a dog ass Chobi nigga.
Say less then.
Trying to take my boot thing.
You can always be there for her. Hey, ladies, let me get a little tip. This the first Raw Dog Kings tip of the night. Woo! Right, kid.
Wait, the nigga say what?
Raw Dog King tip of the night.
My bad.
When the niggas say, hey, man, listen, baby, I'm always be here for you. I'm always be here for you. Don't worry about nothing. I'm always be here for you. Shit ain't working up. I'm always be here for you. When niggas say that, you know that, ladies, you know that. All that mean is.
Let me say it.
Complete my sentence, bro. All that mean is.
That nigga got $40 left for you.
Come on now. He gonna always have $40 for you. That's all that mean.
Shit.
That's all that mean. You go, I'm always be here for you. All right, you gonna always have that 40. That's all that mean.
Nigga, if a nigga ever say he gonna be there for you,
kid, he just gonna have that $40 for you. That's all that mean. You know what I'm saying? That $40 always gonna be available.
Available.
Just
it's on hand.
When everybody told you no.
That
$40 there from Jermaine. Jermaine got that 40 for you. Come on.
Yeah. Shout out to Jermaine.
You know that when you questioning your friends, like, damn, this bitch really fuck with me? Do she really fuck with me? Jermaine got that $40 for you.
On deck.
Come on.
No question.
No question. I was like,
that boy ready.
He got that 40 for you.
But he love you. Don't get it twisted. He love you.
Nah, do he love her?
Nah, he love her. Like, that's the whole he gonna always love, bro.
Nah, the love is strong.
It's in this generation. I hate that dumb ass shit, but love is strong.
Love is strong, man. So what you saying? Niggas don't believe in love like that?
Right now, no, but...
No, love, that love shit trash.
Right now, yeah. In the world we live in right now, but... Yeah, I think it's where we live at. But yeah, anyway, but it's trash. But my point
it's
of love...
It's not trash. Love not trash.
Though. Love is not trash. The people is trash when it comes to love.
Love trash, Loki. Love trash, Loki. Love trash a little bit. Love not it like that, bro.
I hate that though, cause I'm a loving kind of person.
Oh man, you're a loving kind of person.
Yeah.
Damn, kid, my bad, bro.
Nigga, we from the island. You is too, nigga.
But it's not
about being in love with somebody. It's about showing love, caring. Like, bro, like we come from a different kind of love, bro. These people that, there's people that never heard the word love in their house, bro. How you gonna compete with that?
Okay, Yanks don't hear love.
Well, how you gonna compete with that? Oh, you mean, and we came from, I love you, when you going to school, when before you going to work, however the case might be, you coming from where I love you. Da, 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 da. Your wife, your girlfriend, your everybody tell you I love you. You go home, nobody tell you I love you. How the fuck that work, bro? How the fuck, bro?
That's tough, bro. You come home from a hard day, never hear
I and love then nigga you. Take no home cooked meal, no nothing, but bitch don't tell you I love you, bro. That shit that's hard, bro.
And that bitch ain't cook that day, she don't love you.
Well, you already know the hoe don't tell you that, so her not cooking what must be worse.
It make it worse. I'm
yeah,
saying,
bro, that shit kind of crazy, bro. That shit drunk. Shout out that shit frustrated.
She be frustrated, bro. A whole not cooking be frustrated.
Bro, dog, like, I don't know how people grow up on not knowing what love is. You ain't gotta know what love is. You gotta feel that though, bruh.
You gotta
know when somebody done did something to you and you like, that boy ain't never had that feeling from nobody, bruh. Like,
you gotta know what love is. Okay, love not just being able to get $40, bro. That's what I'm saying. That's what niggas think.
Love to a lot of people though.
That's what niggas
in
think.
In this generation, that's love.
What niggas think love is. Oh, she give me $40
every two weeks.
That shit, love. No. I need you $40 every 2 weeks. That's
love. Trash.
That's love.
Nah, every 2 weeks, trash, pussy, trash.
you need your $40 bi-weekly?
Yeah. No, that's every 2 weeks. You need
no bi-weekly is. No, okay, you're right. Every 2 weeks.
That's why I say that.
Yeah, so you pause on the nigga.
And I was like, don't let this nigga embarrass himself.
Weekly.
No, you need that shit every 4 days.
Nigga need $40 every... Nigga need $40 2 to 3 times a week.
Yes, boy.
Nigga need... So you need $120. They gonna have to up that $40, though.
Niggas don't know they math.
They gonna have to up that $40 soon.
Niggas say that... They can't up that...
They can't. Niggas can't afford
it. It's a generation full of 40s.
Full of 40s?
Full of them. It's a couple of hoes that you gotta pay.
What they can up it to?
IG hoes up it. Them IG hoes 300, 400 better.
Nah, them hoes cost, bro. Like, them hoes cost. I know IG hoes.
Let me get that first big check.
you buying an IG ho?
I buy Lorraine SD. Bernice, where you at, boo?
Oh, fuck that hoe, bro.
It don't matter. I want that on my application.
Oh, man. Oh, you bought Bernice? Come on, man.
What you done with your life? I bought Bernice.
What's your biggest accomplishment in life? I bought IG hoes.
Yo!
Come on, Raw Dog Kings in the building, man.
Man, fuck all this bullshit. Hey, I got something I want to say.
What you want to say?
It's a topic me and my brother just had right now.
What's that? Talk to me. Remember, refresh my memory.
It's two records out here.
Okay.
They both hit for the culture.
They both hit for the culture.
One had an impact harder than the other one, but the one that didn't have the impact is
stop.
Harder
both
than
songs
the other
fire.
One.
No, make sure you say both songs. Said,
you ain't let me finish. You cut me. Damn, Shannon Sharp.
Because you trying to like.
No, one impacted harder, but the one that didn't impact as hard.
See, as I'm saying, you manipulating the.
It's not. The song is tougher than the one that. It,
no, but you already know. Put these two songs out there, let the people, and then we decipher between that.
What's better, yeah. Ella Mae Buddha or Ed Sheeran?
Thinking out loud.
Whatever the case may be, I'm telling this nigga.
Boot up better.
He telling me that.
Boot up better.
I'm telling him thinking out loud better. We had at least 8 people to 1 tell me thinking out loud
them
was better.
Them niggas don't know nothing.
No, you don't know ball. Stop anyway, that. I'm telling him that naked better than boot up. So how the fuck boot up gonna beat up thinking out loud?
Niggas don't know naked. You gotta be an LMA fan and know naked.
I don't give a fuck. The hoes know naked.
We don't know that.
I know that.
We don't know that. All the hoes you had naked, they play that song?
Naked.
Play, what's up? Let me get a little Ed Sheeran. Let me get a little Ed Sheeran there. Test the waters real quick.
Test the waters.
Ed Sheeran Thinking Out Loud versus LMA Booed Up. Which song better? Which song better? Come on now. Play ball. I'm throwing the ball on the court. I'm rolling the ball out there. Let's go.
I say Thinking Out Loud.
LMA Booed Up. Come on. Y'all niggas remember how that shit was hitting. Come on, Ken.
I was saying Thinking Out Loud. He's saying Booed Up.
Let's go. When your
legs don't work like they used to before. And I can't sweep you off of your feet.
Huh?
Will your mouth still remember the taste of
this
my love?
This shit getting played everywhere, bro. You tripping.
Will your eyes still smile from your cheek?
This shit getting played in Switzerland right now.
Darling,
Booed Up only getting played in Compton.
Don't try Booed Up like that. Come on, Booed Up gonna get a chance, but chill.
Baby, my heart could still pull us.
I know you felt that.
I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe just the touch of a hand.
Come on, man.
Me, I fall in love with
niggas
you.
Niggas marrying random hoes to this shit right here.
Just
met the hoe at the office.
Homeless niggas getting married. You know a nigga like a song when they pull their hands up.
And when they hit that.
That nigga love a song when he put his hands in
there. Yeah, that's the nigga go to.
The nigga don't know what else to do. Nigga like a song, put their hands in there.
Wait, slow as fuck.
Well,
that's off topic.
I'm just saying, those are the two things you put your hand in the air for.
And
I'm still getting shot. We put them up
when you like music, and when you about to get shot by the police.
When my hands don't play strings,
shout out to Black Lives Matter. Come on, man.
This nigga here for.
That's good, yeah. Man. Raw Dog kicks in the building.
In the whole building.
Hey, stop it. All right, Ed Sheeran had his moment. Give my bae LMA that moment. Come on, let's go. Run that boot up. All
right, bitch.
Get in the
get
lobby,
to
nigga.
Fuck you. I'm in the lobby.
Why you gotta talk to me like that?
Because I love you.
Oh, okay. Let's go. Yeah.
So deep in my feelings. I told you the impact was different, but the song ain't tougher. See, they only playing this shit in Compton.
Stop, nigga, we not from Compton. We not from Compton. They gonna play that in Dayton, Ohio,
the
nigga.
Meaning
they gonna
of
play
it,
that in Wyoming.
The meaning of me saying Compton is that mean they finna play this shit in every hood. They not playing this shit in Switzerland in the regular hoods or the regular places.
Why you talking like that? But they playing that in.
They not playing this in Russia.
That was the number one.
They not playing this in Japan.
Stop it.
They not playing this shit in Japan. I'm gonna vibe to it, but I ain't. Not tougher. She trying to tell you I'm from trying to find something better than you. Like, Aunt Sharon trying to tell you I'm finna marry you, bitch. What are you talking about?
Nah, I gotta listen. Hold on. What about my vibe with your boo, bro?
All right. We done heard these two songs. We know what it is now.
No, we don't know. We still up for
that. Well, he don't know. He think Booed Up better than Thinking Out Loud. But anyway. What's the top five R&B songs, bro?
Right now, what? You want to go all time?
If we go all time, that shit gonna be crazy.
That shit too tough, though.
All right, let's say right now.
Man.
But is there five right now?
These niggas. I mean, you got some Summer Walker.
I ain't never heard a song yet.
Stop it. You ain't hear a song yet.
Yeah, I ain't hear a song yet.
Oh, yeah, so that's a different case. Yeah, I heard there's a bunch of her whole music on her album. So you gotta listen to your Summer Walker. All
right, I'm gonna get on it.
Get in your bag on that. All right,
but if all right, so we ain't got 5 songs right now?
Right. I mean, R&B.
So, all right, name 5 songs like that tough.
R&B. I mean, you gonna say all time?
Yeah, all time.
Oh damn! Well, how you wanna break it down?
Ed Sheeran on there.
That's not R&B though.
Thinking Out Loud ain't R&B? The fuck is that then?
It's cause he white.
It don't matter cause he white. It's R&B.
That was a pop record that went.
Where Robin Thicke was out here singing, he wasn't doing R&B joints.
Robin Thicke don't got a song as lit as Ed Sheeran.
I didn't say that. I'm asking because you wanted to say white, so. Because he was white, that's not an R&B song.
But he had
song.
A black wife.
Barely.
What you mean barely?
He was cheating on him. He's not a black man that don't cheat.
White man do cheat. White man cheat. White
man can't jump and white man cheat.
Oh, remember those 2 slogans. White man can't jump and white man cheat. You feel me?
Fuck you talking about,
ho? And white man do coke. White man can't. Don't sleep, nigga. We'll put a little coke on the table, too.
Don't fold.
Don't fold on no coke.
Don't fold on
niggas
coke.
Gonna fold on some coke.
I am.
You gonna, niggas don't do coke, you know what I'm saying? But, kid, again, a nigga show you a good time.
I ain't still ain't gonna do no coke.
Oh, yeah, get your nose ready. Oh, you hanging out with Chris Brown.
The best in the world.
Yeah, yeah, with Chris Brown right now. Chris Brown throw some coke on the table.
I'm gonna sniff that bitch.
Oh, brother. I'm only gonna sniff it if it's necessary.
The only reason I'm sniffing it, because I know it's the best in the world.
He gonna give you the best coke in the
Come
world?
Come on, now. You got that kind of money, you gotta have the most, niggas the got best the, coke ever.
Rich niggas got the best drugs.
Come on, bro. The little weed we be smoking, I be smoking. that shit nice, but I got that big boy money, boy.
It ain't marvelous.
that shit right now just.
You be smoking some weed you gotta settle with.
Ain't about settling because I be getting my little Cali Connect. So I be having a little medical shit, but you know, that's because I got a little money now, but.
Ooh, talk that talk. Oh, my bad. Invest in the Weather Channel then, nigga.
The Weather Channel?
I don't know. I just watched an interview about Byron Allen earlier.
I was meant to watch that shit because that nigga got some money,
that nigga got some bread, kid.
That nigga got some money.
That nigga got some bread. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that boy got some money, though, bro. Man,
that nigga's a different nigga. You feel me? We about to see. I don't know, but the weather.
There's a couple
check,
in the, niggas don't on even the Breakfast check, Club that I skipped on,
niggas
bro.
Niggas don't even you watch check the weather shit? Like that. Nah, I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like that hoe either. I just want to fuck that hoe.
Amanda Seals?
I don't know that whole last name.
You'll fuck her.
That's not raw, though.
That's an old bitch name.
You must have heard that on the interview.
No, I ain't hear that. I ain't watch the interview.
Amanda Seals, an old person.
That's an old bitch name.
Amanda? Yeah, Amanda might
Amanda
be
played name. Out, bro. That's a 1992 name.
When the last time you found an Amanda? Right? That's a little mini.
Yeah, those ain't named Amanda no more. Even the White Hoes. The White Hoes named it Lupe. Mm-hmm. Or Lupa. Or some weird shit. Amanda, when the last time? I ain't heard Amanda, I whole name Amanda. Nigga, even I go to work, kid. All the White Hoes we be running through. None of them name Amanda. I got Amina.
All the what? And you be what?
I said, at my job, all the white hoes, we be cycling through.
Oh, okay.
As far as work related.
Oh. Hey, boo.
Hey, boo. Hey, boo. Don't let him stir up nothing. Don't let him put no bridge between us, boo. Come on now. Fuck you mean. Black men don't cheat. Come on.
One thing I advocate, you don't.
Oh, come on, say less, man. I'm on gold with wifey. Shout out to my twins. Ari and Adrian, daddy, love you.
I love you, too. Not the baby mama. Well, bitch, I love you, too, bro.
God damn, bro, you so aggressive.
No, that's my bitch.
Bro, you just wildin', kid. Chill out, bro.
She know that.
Nah, I don't know that.
You know that. You don't even mean no harm by that, nigga.
No, chill out,
bro. That foolishness.
With the BM, I told you about that, bro. Chill out, bro.
That's big little sis, man.
All right, kid, but that's big little sis.
Hey, boo. All
right, that's boo, not bitch. Come on, kid.
She'll get back to you on that. Yeah, nigga. She gonna tell you, nigga, I'm that bitch.
Nah, you tripping, bro.
Hey, boo. But nah, yeah, man.
Let's see that. Oh, kid, I heard you. No, hold on. I heard, what I heard was, this nigga Kanye.
You skipped.
Oh, no, son. This nigga Kanye.
I heard that too. I know where you going.
I know where you going. This nigga tripping, bro.
What Kanye done did? Gave his life to Jesus, or he drank his dick too much?
The nigga stuck in between. But what they say about Christ, like, I don't know the exact words, but like, only God can judge me. Mm-hmm. But he's stuck between worshiping God and addicted to porn. Oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? That nigga stuck between the two.
Well, shit, how you feel about being addicted to porn?
Oh, nigga, you asking me like I'm addicted. Nigga, don't suck your teeth, nigga. What the fuck
you mean? 18 to 25 years? What? Between 18 and 25, you wasn't addicted to porn.
Between 18 and 25? Nah, I was never addicted to porn, bro.
This nigga know Wesley Pipes. Brian Pumper.
Nigga, I'm an advocate porn watcher, but I'm not addicted. What you consider addicted to porn?
A nigga that watch porn every 4 hours.
Nah, that's addicted. I don't know no nigga addicted to porn like that.
I don't either.
But a nigga who can't go a day without it, that might be addicted.
A day?
A day.
Yeah, that might be.
Every 4 hours, niggas be busy. But if a nigga had a whole free day, niggas all go. Hey, a nigga get a whole free day.
11 a.m., 2 p.m., 7 p.m.
What?
11 p.m.
Nigga gonna try interracial stepmom around them brown. And big ebony ass.
That nigga try stepmom.
And big ebony ass.
Hey, that's funny because I don't watch your stepmom shit. Stepmom move different.
That's not a nigga like build up.
Yes. That stepmom white hole shit be different.
No, they got it in black hole shit too.
I ain't see you.
But that white porn with them stepmom be
lit.
Crazy.
Tell daddy go get breakfast.
I'll feed your son while you gone.
She fed him already.
Oh, come on. That nigga fucking the shit out your stepmom. Come on. Dad don't got no clue when he get back. Dad come back. He in love. Son show him.
He don't even know what happened.
He don't even know. Son show him the most attention he had in years. Come on,
you
hear me?
That shit be funny, bruh.
And be some other shit, too, when a nigga drop the pencil and he go fuck the tutor.
Oh, I've seen that before.
Nigga go fuck the tutor.
That shit is amazing, bro.
Nigga sound like you addicted to porn.
Nah, I've seen them before. Nigga, I'm 30. Nigga, I done watched porn all my damn life, damn near.
Oh, okay.
What's
your starting point on porn?
What you mean?
What age you started then?
I say like 17, 18.
Then you're a veteran.
Yeah, bitch, Cherokee and all them hoes was out of that time. Beauty du jour. Lexi Cruz.
Damn, them some, yeah.
Them hoes was there.
Them the hoes.
Yeah, them kind of hoes. Roxy Reynolds. Them hoes was out there. Divine some shit more.
Them hoes still lit, but they videos need some editing.
They need to look younger again.
Nah, kid, them shits be blurry. Like, they must ain't upload no new shit, like. Them hoes trying to change their life. No, you know them hoes trying to do their own thing? But bitch, you better get back on them free websites.
They on there. But you got Google right.
You got to do your homework. You feel me? You gotta really investigate.
Fuck all that. Nigga gave me some feedback the other day. And no, I didn't agree with me only having sex 4 times out the motherfucking month.
Wait, you gotta start.
This for the people.
Put it in context, kid. To put it in context.
I'm not a context nigga. But go ahead. That's why you here. That's why you here, bitch. All right,
look. Last episode, he made a statement saying
it wasn't for me, but go ahead.
It wasn't for you. That's how you portrayed it. Okay. You made a statement though. Mm-hmm. Maybe it didn't reflect you. But you made a statement saying you only would like to have sex 4 times a month.
And then right after that, I said there are certain people that just don't like sex. But anyway, go ahead.
All
right,
so shout out to Shorty. I met a young lady. She said she listened to the podcast.
Shout out to whoever you is.
You know, so I don't want to put a name on it because she
no names. We don't do that.
So she told me she listens to the podcast. She's like, dog, what kind of nigga is when we want sex 3-4 times a week? She she need that dick. 3-4 times a week.
Hey, come holler at me, cause I'm on that.
She said she a nasty little.
She ain't really nasty because in my reality, I need that pussy 2 times a day. but I know we gotta compromise, cause we gotta go to work. So if you off on Wednesday and Monday, that's 2 days. Whatever other day you off,
the busier you are, you can't have sex 2 times a day, bro.
You think can't I can get up and you ain't even gotta be up.
That's what see? Then you gonna be having see you count lazy sex as sex.
What was the last word you said after lazy?
Sex. It don't matter. It don't matter what category you put the
it's sex
in. Sex. Deadbeat sex. Lazy sex.
As long as it ain't rape.
As long as it ain't rape.
Yeah.
I wanted to make a joke, but never
mind. Make it.
Nah, we ain't making no joke about no rape.
It's a joke. It's supposed to be a joke. That's what it's for.
Nah, don't worry about it.
Ain't no real comedy there, nigga.
Stop. This ain't comedy.
Let me say the joke.
This is authentic and just being raw dog kings. You feel me? But anyway, at the same time, you got to be conscious.
Me, though, during a week, fuck the month. A week, I need that shit at least 3 times out the week. But
3 times out of the week.
But
anyway, say
if we busy
one,
working
from one girl.
Ay, ay, ay.
Oh, ay, ay, ay. You sound like Alfalfa now. come on.
Do she love me? Do she love me?
3 times a week. It's your girlfriend. You got a girlfriend.
All right, Mike. We live at home together.
That matter, right?
Yes, it do. It big time all matter.
Right, let's do the two. You don't live at home together.
We don't hit home together. I need that shit whenever we see each other.
All right, but how often do you see your girl?
It depends. Work schedule right. Be crazy. Right.
Work schedule crazy. You don't live together.
That shit, hey, where you at?
That's 4 times a week.
We fucking in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah. Y'all don't live together.
We fucking in the bathroom. We fucking wherever.
Y'all don't live together. Y'all got to fuck in the parking lot sometimes.
Yeah.
At work.
At wherever. At lunch work. Break. You at the club up
behind Public Warehouse.
I need that. But if you live together, it's different.
If you live together, all right.
Because you're going to come home from time from where you don't want that shit.
See, I'm saying, you live together. How long y'all been in the relationship?
That's different too.
But
shit, if y'all living together, y'all had to be there for a while.
All right, so F it. If y'all live together.
Yeah, you had to be there for
a while. These new niggas is moving in quick. These niggas don't got nowhere to stay. Come on, niggas is happy to have a free crib.
Niggas
happy to have a free crib.
All right, but that's not the niggas we talk about.
All right, you live together.
We talk about niggas that been with their bitch about nine months.
Effort. It don't matter. No timetable. You live together. Mm-hmm. How many times y'all fuck in a week? You live together. If you live together, it gotta be 4 times a week. If you live together,
you pushing 4. I was going to say 3. You pushing 4.
I meant to say 3 to 4, but...
Yeah, you pushing 4. Because, damn.
See, then you got to break it down.
Because that hoe be on a period for a week, so... You're not going to get pussy one time that week.
These new hoes be on... They got all kind of shit.
Birth shit, then them hoes ain't even having no period.
The period only coming time... It's not coming every week, nigga. It's coming...
Every month, but I'm saying, you saying in that month... I'm saying that every week. So you're trying to get it 4, 8,
I'm just saying on the average.
You're trying to get it 16 out of 30, right? So, because you said 4 times out of the week. So, but one of those weeks, you only really going to have 3 weeks. All right,
but we're not taking into consideration.
All right, let's say you're going to get 12 out of 30. Then we're going to put it like that.
No, but can we're going by week.
Can you work with 12 out of 30
days? We're not going by month.
I'm just giving you numbers. Can you go out of...
Break that down and tell that's 3 times a week.
No, okay. But you're trying to do the... So you're running the red light? That's what you're telling me.
But we excluding the red light.
All right, no red light.
And we excluding the period.
Yeah, 3 times a week, then.
3 times, all right. 3 times. You going full effort?
You could do Monday,
Tuesday. Are you going full effort? If it's 3 times a week, are you fucking with full effort? Yeah, I see that hesitation.
No, it's not the hesitation. You fucking Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or you fucking Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
Nigga, you pick the days. It based on y'all schedule, you said.
True.
You work overnight. You not give.
I'm going to give full effort if it's before work. If it's after work, then. But if I wake up.
So, that's what I'm saying. If you only fucking 3 times a week, kid, you're not giving full effort all 3 times.
Okay, correct.
Now, if you fuck 3 times a week, you're only giving full 100% effort 2 times. Mm-hmm. It's one of those is a lazy night. Mm-hmm. It's a lazy night. If you fuck 4 times, it's you giving 100% 3 times in a lazy night 1.
Hold on, bro. I'm gonna pause this shit right here. Ah, we back. Technical difficulty. But we back in this bitch. Anyway. So you telling me you good with 12. No, what it was? Yeah, 3 times out the motherfucking week. You good with that?
Nah.
You want 4 out the week.
How long before it get boring? You would one girl. How long it take before the sex get boring?
Say that for me one more time. I ain't hear
you. You would one girl. How long... Before the sex get boring.
How long the whole thing?
Bruh, you would want girl.
You know that shit depend, bruh.
On what?
On the puss. That shit could be trash. You hit that shit one time, you good. Puss fire. You trying to be in that bitch for 2 years.
You in a relationship.
You in a relationship with a hoe that you know got 5 puss, bruh.
You ain't trying to be in a relationship. Oh, you saying niggas not in no relationship with no chick that don't got 5 puss?
I'm trying to tell you that.
Nah, niggas be settling, kid.
Some niggas be settling out here,
niggas need a place to stay.
Niggas like you ain't settling.
Nah, you right.
All
right. But what about niggas like you? Is niggas that really want love?
All right, cool, true. But what was the question again? How long it take for a nigga to get tired of puss? A girl you with?
All right, take.
Nah, if you in love,
take yourself out of consideration.
That love shit is different. If it don't matter,
take yourself out of consideration, bro.
Niggas ain't passing 90 days.
Stop it. You could go 90 days with some trash boys. Niggas be fucking some trash. If she give him $40,
and the car keys,
and the car keys, come on. Yeah. That nigga always could get to the studio. Come on, dad. I've been working on his mixtape. Oh, come on. Man. Doing it for my city, volume 6.
Bitch.
Let's go. That nigga always working on the mixtape. And get $40? Come on. He can put up with some trash puss. But how long it take? No, it's how long it take before it get boring, though.
Yeah.
Before the sex get boring. It's not that the puss is trash. Yeah. It's how long it take before it get boring.
I guess it depends on that vibe, though, bro.
I say it take 2 years.
For it to get trash?
For it get boring.
Boring?
Damn, boring is a low-key good word for trash. They're not puss boring.
Yeah.
Nah, you gotta do. But kid, if you having sex with one person, you really gotta do. You really gotta do things to spike that shit up. Like, to spike the sex life up. You either gotta cheat or start doing exotic shit.
True.
To spike it up, or it's gonna get boring.
What's the spike up?
Nigga bring a giraffe in the room.
Oh no, but niggas like you, or niggas like me, cause you eat ass, so.
I don't eat no fucking ass, bruh.
Don't let this nigga lie to you, lady.
Stop saying that, bruh.
But, anyway,
I don't eat ass.
For niggas that don't eat ass.
Spiking, I don't eat ass.
Spiking it up. That would be spiking it up, right?
But eating ass
if you don't do that?
Yeah.
But what about for the hoe too? She might want to eat the nigga ass. Whoa. I done heard niggas enjoy getting their ass ate.
I take.
No, not me. Whoa.
That nigga tripping too. Hold on.
Before we go to Tank. Hold on. I done heard niggas enjoy getting their ass
I don't want to talk about Tank, though. I don't want to talk
about that. Let's try to avoid that.
Niggas be getting their ass ate too.
Yes.
That's spiking the relationship up.
That 2 years going to last another two.
You eat a nigga, the chick eat that nigga ass and he like it, and they been, that shit gonna last 5 years. That relationship.
They might have been married by that time.
All right, all because she ate his ass.
She done tossed that sack.
Kid, I can't say for, but listen.
You know, yeah, they.
No, never had my ass ate. Never thought about that. But niggas be doing shit that they can't tell nobody about. Niggas be doing shit with that girl they can't tell niggas about, bruh. I'm gonna say it, bruh. Niggas be doing shit. Like, I ain't go that extreme, but it's some shit I don't feel comfortable telling you about. It's some shit. I ain't never had my ass ate, but it's some shit maybe I can't tell everybody. I don't want. I ain't had my ass ate, bro. Never.
Nah, I said you done had your ass cheek spread.
Nah, hell no.
I don't put a finger back.
Nah, you crazy. Nothing with my ass. I never had done. Bro. I just mean like, bro, like I done had somebody handcuff me. Fuck you laughing for, bro?
That nigga into that SMS shit.
Oh, I don't know what you talking about, bro.
Yeah, you do. Oh shit! This nigga like going to Okeechobee and get handcuffed.
Stop it, bro. Stop it. I do not. I would never get handcuffed again. I don't like that. I don't like the feeling. Like, you can't go nowhere, bro. Like,
where you gonna go?
And you
one of the niggas that like to get naked.
And I'm exactly like, bro, I'm butt naked handcuffed.
Yo, my stomach hurt.
Come on now, kid. Nigga, butt naked handcuffed.
Yeah.
So, listen.
Shout out to that nigga opened up on the podcast.
Hey, man, come on, man. You gotta believe in yourself. Before y'all niggas give them bitches $40, y'all always be like, believe in yourself. Niggas get bitches $40, be like, believe in yourself, boo.
Somebody put your toes on.
Come on, bitch, you better go start nursing school.
Yo, imagine how many dicks a hoe got herself for the $40 to get to nursing school.
Hey, man, tell myself, let me do my math real quick. In my past,
you gonna be here for a while.
How many $40? Nah, niggas
you done
gave
out before.
Niggas, yeah. How many niggas give $40 before they get anything though?
Every nigga done pay for puss just never handed it to them. They might have not gave it to them directly, bro. But every nigga done pay for puss, bro.
Every nigga paid for puss.
Every single nigga that's straight and like puss.
But they ain't know they paid for it though. Like
that's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? It's not about you gave it her. When you gave the hoe the money, you giving the hoe to leave. Never forget that. When you give a hoe money, you giving her the money to leave, bro. But when you go out to eat, you go out to the movies, you go out to the fair, you go out to You go out shopping, whatever these the fuck the case may
these
be.
These niggas be paying for company.
Cool.
These niggas be lonely too, bro.
That's fine too. But that's what you're doing. You paying for it, but you not paying for it directly where you giving her the bread. You might have bought her this. You might have took her out to eat. You might have made her enjoy the best day of her fucking life ever with whatever it is you did with her. And you get home and you fuck. Or you go to her house and fuck, whatever the case, however it go, but you fuck.
Most likely, you had to go to her house or the car.
Or Okeechobee, baby!
Niggas don't want to pay for no telly like that.
Man, that shit, $25, $35, $40.
Niggas will pay for, and you know a nigga got a little change if he pay for a telly.
It's only like 3 hours. You got enough time to pump
what
in there.
What you mean?
That $25 get you 2 hours.
Nigga, you be surprised niggas don't want to give up that $25.
True, because them niggas addicted to dope.
Hey, man, hey, that coke cost.
Hey,
that coke cost. Coke ain't cheap.
Coke ain't cheap.
Coke ain't cheap, man. We might gotta start that tour. Coke ain't cheap tour.
Only tour we got right now. November 1st through the 4th. December 1st through the
The Chris Brown Better Than Michael Jackson World Tour. We at the James L. Knight Center.
November 4th through the 8th.
November 8th. And then we're going to be there BB&T Center December 1st to December 6th. Chris Brown Better Than Michael Jackson World Tour. Come on, let's go. What you trying to say? Raw Dog King's in the building, nigga. Side nigga Seppi.
We here. Raw Dog King.
Come on, Miss Alita condom home on purpose.
What's that?
What's the condom?
What's that?
Oh, without an arm, I spit, nigga. Right on your nigga. Right on that tough nigga favorite sneakers.
Hey, bruh.
Hold on,
we kind of homeboys.
No, hold on, bro.
We kind of like brothers. Fuck homeboys. We brothers. We kind of fuck family. Blood. We family. Like, his kids is my kids. But, listen. Some of y'all niggas got the game fucked up. Shout out to Omarion, you hear me?
Oh, brother.
Some niggas got the game fucked up, because ain't no way.
Oh, man, I got a fuck nigga alert. Fuck nigga alert.
We gonna get it. It's coming.
Get a fuck nigga trophy alert out.
Listen, he got the number one trophy right now, but see this young man sitting next to me? Ain't no way I can fuck his baby mama. Ain't no way he can fuck my baby mama. You hear me?
Facts.
Bruh. It's a part in Shatas where the nigga say, yo, my bitch are your bitch, my wife are your, hold on, not my wife. But yo.
What he said?
You remember when Biggs and
I remember the scene, but I don't remember the words.
Yeah, the nigga said, yo, my bitch are your bitch, my wife, and then he cut him, said, well, not my wife, but yeah. My bitch is your bitch, but not my wife.
Them niggas is talking about sliders, though, bro.
No, because he said his wife. Spraga said his wife in that part. Trust me. I know this movie like the back of my hand, but my bitch is your bitch, but not my wife. You feel me? So, dog, this nigga fucking this nigga baby mama and these niggas grew up together, fool.
These niggas
made millions of dollars together.
Them niggas was in a group together. Like, them niggas...
Talking about why I love you.
They ain't love each other, but...
Obviously.
I mean, obviously, but... I don't know if they grew up... I don't think
this whole talk about, oh, you can't tell me what kind of dick I could fall in love with, and this nigga... What, bitch? Obviously, you can't tell me this nigga that dick that good, because Omarion dropped 2 jits off in you.
That don't mean nothing.
Man, that shit mean a lot. You ain't letting the second one drop off in you.
Stop. Whack, you not... No.
You're not fucking with this nigga no more if he got whack dick.
A bitch can love a nigga with whack dick.
Well, I don't know that experience. I told you, I pee with my hands on top of my head, so...
I don't know. Pause. You know that.
Ain't
know.
No pause.
I don't know nothing
that
about
nigga, you slay. You know that. You know that, nigga.
Hey, kid, the Cobra on point, kid, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Nigga, know how you pull the thing out. Thing sit. You
stop
good.
It. No matter, kid, pause, dog, but no matter how big the Cobra is, you gotta hold it up a little bit.
They gotta hold shit up.
Stop it, bro. Didn't shit get on your jean shorts, bro. Hey, come on, bro. You can piss on your jean shorts if you don't hold it, bro. Come on, bro. But you gotta hold it a little bit, bro.
That's all
right. Even if you got that, even if you got that Charlie Mack, bro, you good. Come on.
Yeah. The bitches don't know who Charlie Mack is.
Oh, come on. Do you Google?
Do you Google, bitch?
Do you Google?
Wikipedia. Who the fuck Charlie Mack is? My dog got the right hook.
Shit,
me right.
Knocking bitches out for a few years now.
Over a decade now.
Why? I seen a video when he cut his hair.
I don't know about all that, but how long you been jacking your dick to Roxy Reynolds?
Nah, fuck Roxy. I fell off her. The first time I ever played with the Cobra, though.
8th grade.
Nah, hell nah.
Life?
I think I was in high school. Year Flavor of Love came out.
Hoops?
Nah, Hoops. Kid, when he was giving them bitches their names, them hoes was doing some shit that I like.
Chardonnay? I don't think that was on Flavor of Love. I think Chardonnay was on that Brothers of Love or whatever the fuck.
I don't know who Chardonnay is. It might have been on the Real and Chance.
Yeah, them niggas. That's what it was.
But, bro, when Flavor was giving them bitches their names, kid, I was touching myself at the same time. I was touching myself the same time.
You fell in love with that hoe that shitted on herself?
I don't remember the hoes. I don't know. I think it was a white hoe shit on herself.
Yeah, no, it was a black hoe. I don't remember her name, but it was a black hoe. The hoe that got spitted on by New York was a white hoe.
New York, she got a podcast too now.
Shout out to her there.
She has some. Would you have fought New York?
No.
Yes, you would have.
How the fuck Hoops, though?
Hoops was fine, but Hoops was overrated.
I don't care. I still the fuck but Hoops. How the fuck turned. Delicious?
Oh, Delicious turned up. That's that bitch turned up.
How they ate both of them sacks from the back.
Delicious fine. Delicious fine that's now. Stop it. Them hoes is aging good, though.
Black don't crack,
nigga. I don't know. What about Spanish hoes? Spanish hoes shit crack?
No. Mexican hoes crack.
It all depends what kind of Spanish.
Yes.
Nah. Man. Spanish hoes shit don't crack like that. It's in the middle. I mean, black don't crack. White crack.
White crack. Hey, white. But you see my mama. You see my.
Oh, your mom aging good, bro.
She still like when we was jizz,
bro. Nah, never. So, mind. But she live a good lifestyle, though.
She.
what your mom do lately?
My mom was a hoe.
Oh, no, stop.
What are you talking about?
I'm not talking about your mom personal life.
My mom was a hoe.
Oh, stop, bro. Your mom.
My mom travel.
She drink water.
She drink water. She do, but.
She drink a lot of water.
She take a lot of dick.
You tripping, bro.
I tell the truth.
Bro.
Niggas ain't scared out here.
Bro, what are you talking? Your mom like that.
I talk about a human being.
Right, your mom is
She's still a human. All right. She's a beautiful person. All right. Cool.
So, all right. God.
But when I was younger, she was a whole lot of chill. What are you talking about?
All right. So, your mom.
After my daddy left, or my father, because he wasn't really my daddy.
She was going through a whole phase.
I don't know what she was going through, but she was a whole lot of chill.
Oh, man. What
she
level?
Using niggas.
She was Jordan?
Yeah. All right. Let's put it like this. She was Tim Duncan.
She was Tim Duncan the whole
time. Because he lost one.
Nigga, she still had a good record there.
She lost the best one. Because I remember at the gym.
She was a problem.
Yes.
Man, I don't feel comfortable right now, bro.
Man, it's just real talk.
Never mind,
I remember that shit, though.
Never mind, kid.
My old girl could have been with a whole rich nigga. You sleep. But this shit, though.
Raw Dog King's in the building.
Nah, don't change that shit, nigga.
Hey, let's hear it.
Hoes out chill. Nigga.
That's
where my trust issues come from.
Your trust issues come from your mom?
Yeah, nigga. I don't see my mama be a hoe out chill. Oh, niggas, bro.
Stop seeing a hoe, bro. She was a player.
She was a whole
watcher. They tried to clean it up.
She was a whole watcher.
Stop it, bro. You misconstrued what she was doing. But she, I don't know, bro. But stop it, bro.
You trying to use big words. All right, T.I. Shout out to him with his bullshit ass podcast.
Expeditiously?
Yeah, shout out to him.
But shout out to Expeditiously Podcast. Niggas can't
shout out to the brilliant idiots.
Niggas can't spell that, but let's go.
Free Kodak.
I know that nigga got in trouble. I mean, it's Free Kodak, but I heard that nigga got in trouble today, bro. The nigga fought in jail.
I ain't know
and
about
got,
that, but
and one of the guards got hospitalized.
Shout out to Kodak then, bitch.
Fuck guards.
Fuck them guards.
No, stop. Shout,
hey, free, what that nigga new name
stop
is?
Stop it, because one of them chicks you was feeling back what? In, a few, was a guard. Mm. So stop it.
You gonna put me out there like
don't
that?
Don't do that. Don't do that.
You gonna
don't
put me out there.
Don't do that, bro.
Oh.
Don't do that, my bad, bro. Don't do that, though.
Shout out to you, boo. But if my new boo listening to me, I'm sorry, boo.
He looked at good at carnival.
Oh shit!
That bitch was a real butterfly.
Ooh. Shout out to you, boo. I ain't see you, but shout out to you.
Oh, I'm gonna show you that pic.
Put out a labby.
All right.
Nah, but anyway, my fake new boo. I don't know what he talking about.
Don't say fake new boo. How you gonna say fake new boo? It's your new boo, but they're going through some technical difficulties.
Ooh, I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, never mind. Say
nah, nah, nah. That's my boo. Shout out to you, boo. All
right.
You going to listen to this shit and call me, I know.
Nah. Hey, new boo.
Hey, new boo.
Hey, new boo.
You can't meet her yet. Hey, new boo.
Oh, where it's like that?
Yeah, because I don't know if she going to be around.
Come on, nigga. Say the word, nigga. Got shit lined up for you. Say the word. Say the word.
Hold on.
Say the word.
Technical difficulty.
Put it on pause. Put the podcast on pause. I got shit lined up for you. Come on, now. You can...
Well, hey, that buddy in the bag, now.
Let's go, now.
I got that 40 on deck.
Come on, now.
I love you, dude.
Oh, okay. Hold on now. I got some shit you love.
Where is that?
Never mind.
Nah, yeah, never mind.
I want your shit to work out.
You lying.
Please work out.
Please.
Please work out, please.
Nah, that's my little boo, though.
That's what's up, kid. Raw Dog King's
she,
in the building.
She ain't shit, but I love her.
Hey, man, listen here, boy. I heard them Popeye's chicken sandwiches is coming back.
I never had one.
A nigga hungry right now. That's why I came up. You feel me?
I never had one.
You ain't had one because you wasn't going to go through the hassle that took to get one.
It don't matter. I never ate Popeye's like that, so why I'm
going you never? That? Yeah, you right, kid.
I'm a KFC nigga.
Oh, hell no. Nah. You tripping, bro.
You tripping. They used to have that buffet. You used to walk. Hold on. I'm tripping. You used to walk with me to the buffet on KFC on the block. What you talking about? I'm tripping.
All right. KFC is... We dead KFC, bro. KFC
after
dead.
That buffet, though.
KFC been dead now.
Man, fuck that nigga. I don't know what you talking about. That $5 box is off the chain.
Get the fuck out of here. We not buying no KFC.
That's that nigga business.
You tripping,
you spend
bro.
Your fuck $5 for that one chicken sandwich.
You tripping good getting on KFC, bro.
I don't. I'm just saying.
All right, KFC is dead.
At one point,
dead.
We was, though.
At one point, we did all used to eat KFC.
All right.
But it's dead now, bro.
Yeah, okay.
It's been dead like 10 years now.
I still ain't pulling up the Popeyes for now.
That's what I said. You never been a KFC nigga.
Or a Popeyes
I mean,
nigga.
No, you never been a Popeyes nigga.
Both of them niggas, though.
But I ain't heard you mention KFC in the last 2 years, so I'm not going to...
Yeah, but...
But I might say, go get a but you say you've been doing it on his low though.
Like every 6 months.
Oh, but you've been doing it now.
I can't see yet. No, because sometimes niggas just pass by, go grab one.
It's just is trash.
It is, but I like their little.
But it's quick.
That and I like their little mashed potatoes, bro. I like that shit.
The mashed potatoes straight. Bro.
Yeah, that's why I like that shit. But
that shit.
I don't be
trash.
Going by KFC, so I don't really give. I mean, by Popeyes, so I don't really give. But anyway, go ahead to your sandwich.
Nope, I'm just saying the sandwich coming back.
You made it seem like it was a big deal.
That is a big deal.
Man, that shit. A lot of niggas told me that shit was trash.
No, it's not trash.
Bro, they said that shit bread and fucking.
Bread and chicken. No, it's not. I ain't gonna lie.
And two pickles.
And two pickles. They trying niggas. They got niggas going crazy for two pickles. Niggas act. You see?
Niggas when out here fighting these employees.
When niggas don't come from much.
Yeah.
They gonna go through a lot for two pickles.
That's your stupid ass paying $5 for one sandwich.
Nigga pay $5. It's big though. It'll fill you up.
Ain't no Big Buford.
No, it's better than Big Buford. It's better. Big Buford might need to make a chicken sandwich that we like too.
Yeah, the double spicy.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Matter of fact, when we finish it, we put it
up. Please. Nigga hungry.
Oh, it's on me.
Nigga want a pasta. You know, I feel for some jerk chicken pasta.
A lot of Americans don't know.
Just jerk and cheese, man, jerk chicken pasta.
You better pull up the TJ.
Nigga want something.
2 for $20.
They don't got that no more, boy. Oh. I ain't been to TJ in a little minute. I feel me? I remember when teacher used to be the shit, dog. Mm. Like, you used to take your... You got a new little piece.
Yeah, that's a new, though.
A new piece. You used to... Oh, TJ, easy go-to. Now, y'all niggas done fucked the game up.
Yeah, everybody.
Gotta take these bitches to Morton's Steakhouse. Woo! The bitches gotta get a 6-ounce steak for $57.
Gotta take all the Benihanas and not on good hours.
Nah, these bitches don't want Benihanas.
They don't want that no more. What's the one you? That's the one you went to go cook the shit in front of you.
No. I don't want to put that spot out there. But that spot too fucking expensive. Too fucking expensive.
Or is that too expensive? Or the person ordered too much.
I can't say wifey ordered too much.
But she did it.
She did it.
Somebody else did
it. Nah, never mind. No, it's not on. No. The spot too expensive. You know what? Nah, the spot too expensive.
We gonna leave it right there.
Niggas gonna order water a little bit more.
A little water line, bitch.
Fuck you mean. The sugar free. Bitch, you can make your own lemonade.
Fuck you talking about?
Oh man, Rob Dog Kings. That niggas is my niggas try to get me. You try to get a nigga in trouble, kid.
Never that.
Oh man. But listen, them Popeye's chicken sandwich. No, you know what KFC didn't come back with? If KFC want a no ball, come back with the barbecue chicken wings, bruh. That's what KFC need to do. Other than that, KFC banned.
Fuck all that shit. Taco Bell, shout out to you for that $5 double chalupa.
Yeah. You gotta eat Taco Bell on the toilet, bro.
I won't go to the toilet. So
Stop it, bro. As soon as you eat Taco Bell, that stomach go rumbling, boy. I don't know what they make them chalupas out of.
I don't know, but they be fine to me.
No, chalupa is fine. But you gotta use a bathroom, bro. I don't know. Oh, Spanish niggas adapt to Taco Bell better. That's what it is then. That's what it is. That's the only thing.
I'm a Spaniard African. I don't know what he's talking about.
Nah, bro. You see, kid. You understand language that I don't. So. You adapt to that, to Taco Bell, easier.
You understand the pato? I don't understand that shit.
This pato is different. That's not Spanish, nigga.
I'm pato? Not saying. Listen. That bullshit. Nah,
oh, it's not Taco Tuesday.
It's Wednesday. It's pull up. Pull up Wednesday.
Pull up. Go on. Come on now.
What's all there?
Nah, LeBron got his hairline back.
Nah, that shit got...
It's gone still?
Something happened with technical difficulties.
Something up there.
That shit pushed up. That shit look like you on right now.
Stop. Oh, what shit is up?
Hey, you finna get it dreaded up? You finna braid it up?
Like, you know, I'm just playing with
it. Get the Allen Iversons?
Nah, hell no.
Get the Iversons back. All right, you braid up. I'm finna braid my shit. You braid up, I knit braid up.
I gotta find somebody to braid my hair.
I know somebody.
Wifey braids trash.
Yeah, alright, but I know somebody.
I need somebody.
$30 yes, right now. I'll pay for it.
My hair not that long like yours. And it's got in this nigga.
She do nigga hair.
She do nigga.
She from.
She gonna pinch her fingertips?
She from Barbados.
She gonna pinch her fingertips?
Listen, this is what she do for a living.
Kid, I'll go.
This is what she do for a living.
All right, talk to her for me.
What she do for
I'm gonna send you a picture of my head.
Yeah.
And you, as she can do it. I want to pull up. Then I can't. But when you gonna get your hair done tomorrow?
Tomorrow. What time? Like 1, 2, 3 type of.
Nah, I can't do it tomorrow. All right.
So but she available? I'm gonna let you know.
We gonna find time to slide.
I'm gonna let you
and
know.
And just see if she can touch it.
No, she always good. You just got, I'll let you know. Yeah, you just let me know when you're ready. I'll let her.
I'm testing waters. Let me see. I've been trimming it, but I want to see. I was about to cut my hair.
No.
But I like this shit right now. I like, when I be in the water, I don't care, I'll flick it back. A little bit, make me feel, make a black nigga feel like Brad Pitt for the first time.
This nigga been to the beach one time in 6 months.
No, stop it. So fuck, no, don't play me. I used to go to the beach all the time.
Damn, that's where we slipped. We should have just went to Eli a couple days. But anyway.
I used to go to the beach all the time. It's because I had, when I had the twins, I stopped going to the beach.
Hey, boo, next week, hold the twins down. We, me and BD finna go out.
So say less.
Going to Hollandale. Finna walk the strip.
That's a nice little strip.
With just a Speedo.
You Speed already? I know you say you lost some weight, but you Speed already?
Shout out to a real nigga. Nigga lost 10 pounds.
Hey!
Shout out to a real nigga.
Hey, come on, Glenn. Hey, come
shout
on
out
now.
To a real nigga.
Nigga trying to be in Creed 3.
Say that boy ready.
Nigga trying to be Speed already.
You seen a nigga video. Nigga looking trimmed.
I saw you. I
you
like
you. Nigga look trimmed up.
No homo. You was trimmed. You was trimmed.
Nigga,
hold on now. 10 pounds, that's... Hey, you know how many bitches wish they could lose 10 pounds? Come on, now. Nah.
About you.
You Speed already?
Not
yet. But hey,
I'm coming.
You closer than you was
10 pounds ago?
Say less.
I'm boxer brief ready.
You boxer brief ready?
I'm boxer brief ready.
Haynes boxer
ready.
You know, Georgia's got some right now.
I box Cobra Hagen right
Damn,
now.
You box a brief ready?
I box a brief ready.
Hold on now. Good. That shit pressure now. You post a box of brief pick on IG. You box a brief ready.
That bottle dropping. Let me get a drink.
You box a brief ready.
Box a brief ready.
Oh, say
I'm
less.
Trying to work on a little mode. I ain't going to lie. I'm about to go sign up. What they call it? You fit?
You fit.
We'll get right.
Hey, kid, listen here. You know what, kid, I
my
was
plan
at...
is to, my real plan is to, when I fresh get off of work, bro, and go straight to the gym.
Got, bro. You...
Got the shorts in the back.
Oh, just go.
White
feet right,
already.
It's right there.
I'm going to call you, see if you're ready.
No, I'm going to go to...
7 in the morning type of...
No, kid, I'm on my early morning vibe. All
right, then we there.
I'm on my early morning vibe.
Yeah. Bro.
Nigga trying to be Speed already, too.
Trying to lose these titties, though. I want my nipples sucked, not my breasts.
That's your breasts.
I want my nipples sucked, though.
Not my nice breasts.
Hey, bro.
Bro.
You can't tell a real nigga he ain't funny, bro.
Come on, dog. Suck my dog. We about to go up a suck my dog nipple world tour. Suck my dog nipple nice breast world tour, man.
I like my nipple suck, huh?
We're going to be at Northern Gym.
Oh, that shit fancy, dog.
Y'all always was sucking dick over there. Don't act like I can't suck no nipples.
I can name a couple hoes back in the day.
Shout out to some hoes back in the day sucking Nolan. Sucking dick behind Nolan Gym.
Ooh! Not the new one. The old one.
I'm talking about the new one. I don't know about the old one. I never had my dick sucked behind the old gym. I wasn't ready yet.
Oh, shit. So, I don't know.
I don't know about the new.
I'm so sorry.
What you mean? What you talk about? The new gym's still there. When they built the new school, they kept the.
Nah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, so you talking the real? You talking the real?
The real? Yeah.
Oh no. Oh, I ain't know nothing about no dick sucking right there, but my dick was all please. Please suck me. My dick was all, please suck me, please.
Oh, no. Oh, we was about that.
Oh, well, you was on go.
Yeah, no, they was on go.
No, I was at work the other day. I was at work the other day. A nigga told me, oh, no, I wasn't at work. I was at my lunch break trying to get some relief.
Still work. You said lunch break?
Oh, yeah. But I said nigga. A nigga told me, oh, bro, why you always say, why you be saying nigga? Maybe you should stop saying that word.
Oh, shit.
I said, you know what I said? I said, oh, brother, my nigga. Listen, come on. I said, bro, shut the fuck up. It's a couple of words.
In this world.
Wait, I don't know about you, bro, but you tell me. It's a couple of words I can't never give up.
Nigga. That's your favorite word.
Nigga.
Say it again.
Nigga.
Huh? I ain't hear you.
When I be at work, I be begging to say, nigga.
Fuck you mean?
Oh, my God, nigga.
Hold on. Bitch.
Oh, you like bitch?
Woo.
Come here, bitch.
Come here, bitch. Yeah. Ho.
I ain't gonna lie, love ho.
Ho.
It's a lot. It's a lot of derogatory words we like.
Fuck.
But nigga, I say ho, bro. Y'all niggas know how niggas say ho.
Come bucket.
I don't say that like that. That's why you really want to disrespect somebody.
Yeah, all right, but that's where I come from, so.
Cum bucket? Where you heard cum bucket from?
I think I've been telling hoes
that's that. That's VHS throwback shit right there.
That's that, bitch, let me cum in your face.
Little cum bucket.
Little cum bucket. Fuck you mean?
Duh.
Now, niggas so concerned with shooting the club up. They ain't, you know, they ain't worried about
they ain't coming on bitches' face no more.
Nah, they about shooting the club up.
Oh, brother.
Shout out to Charlamagne. Shout out to Charlamagne. Shout out to Carlos Miller. Shout out.
Who I love Charlamagne. I love Charlamagne.
Chico Bean.
I mean, my one shout out DC on Flight 2857.
Shout out, oh, my bad. Shout out DC.
Because my niggas love them niggas too,
okay,
so.
Okay, yeah.
Niggas like them niggas, y'all. Who else in the culture?
Shut fuck all that.
Niggas don't like
shout out the motherfucking like Kawhi Leonard. You hear me?
No, fuck that nigga.
I'm the first nigga to ever call fuck this nigga the nigga, great bro. Bird. You hear me?
That nigga on rest right now, bro.
He a hater.
Fuck him. Okay, bro, it's only four games in. What are you resting for?
Hold on. All right, fuck all that.
Fuck Kawhi,
can you admit to the people I was the first nigga to call? Whatever they going through right now, I was the first nigga to tell these niggas all about right, that?
Yeah, you was one of the first niggas to say Kawhi that nigga.
Okay. Not the one of.
You was the first nigga I know.
The first nigga you ever heard of. No, or maybe no, Skip Bayless.
No, but, Skip.
No, he
Skip,
loved him at that
no,
time.
They did an episode about it today. He said he ain't know that. He ain't see the Kawhi that.
Oh, I missed that. I saw that on my feed.
Nobody
click,
saw
I'm
that.
I'm gonna go home and click that tonight. Oh, that's where it said that. Hornets coach said that?
Yes.
Yeah, I ain't see
nobody
that.
Saw that, yes, bro.
So Skip say he ain't see this?
Skip say he ain't see
he
it.
Still, he called him Kawhi or he still
nah,
say
he
number
said
two?
Number two.
Oh, man, he still disrespectful. I love, that's the next, I cry for Nip. I probably won't get no Skip shit tatted on me, but I cry when Skip die. Man. I told you that years ago now.
I respect Skip.
Yeah, bro, I love that nigga, bro.
But speaking of that.
But you got to know for what the other niggas that you love, you wouldn't know them because if it wasn't for Skip, bro.
Yes, I would have. Bro.
You wasn't gonna. You'll know highly questionable. Now, what was his full name? What was Stephen A. shit called? The shit he had Allen Iverson on.
Quite frankly,
that's the only reason. But no. Me and you might know Stephen A. The rest of the world ain't know Stephen A.
Stephen A. was lit before that, bro.
Nah, niggas ain't know Stephen A. till you got it with Skip, bro.
That wasn't the show that gave us Stephen A.
I get what, but.
Stephen A wasn't
me and you know this. Me and you, real fans of sports, know that.
Yes.
It's for a lot of other people, Skip brought these people in. We knew Shannon Sharpe was on CBS. We know Shannon Sharpe was a motherfucking tight end.
I want to know why he left CBS. I don't know why, but.
He said something I remember, but the reason I love Shannon Sharpe for what he said, bro, when he get on there and say.
Yeah, nigga.
Bro, when he say there and say, bro, Skip called me personally and said, I want you.
But like, remember, Shannon Sharpe used to come on First Take.
I don't recall that as much. I remember like once or twice, but they say.
No, he used to come on every now and then.
Yeah, they say he came on a lot.
But when he came on,
yeah, he gave problem. And Skip loved that.
That shit used to hit.
Skip loved that, bro. So
he probably came on, bro.
When ESPN tried him with that check and Fox gave it to him, he Skip said the first nigga he ever thought of, bro, was him. I love that, bro.
They ain't try to Skip with that check. They just FS1 gave him a bigger bag.
Whatever it was.
They didn't try to skip. FS1 just gave him a bigger bag.
And he took that.
Bro. You feel me? And you get to live in LA?
Yeah.
Come on, bro. That coke on that table.
And you always hear him.
Come on now. And Ernestine don't love him for no reason.
That's live, bro. He had finally let his wife come on there. That was pretty live.
Internet tried it, though.
Because they say they're like twins.
What?
I ain't see it, but okay.
Stop it. You ain't
y'all
just good.
Like, nah, y'all just like to say all that white crack.
Nah, hell no. Coke on that table got niggas looking alike.
Yeah, they did. They kind of did, though.
They did look alike, though.
But, yeah, bro. Just for him going to Hollywood, just if that's really... Well, it got to be true, because... Shannon right there in front of him saying, bro, this nigga called me first person. An NFL player, not a columnist, not a journalist.
Shannon Sharp is that nigga, man. Shout out to that nigga. Because he the best dressed nigga on TV.
I love when Skip dress up on Friday. Drew Bayless on Friday. Only on Friday.
Y'all don't find him another alter ego.
No, Shannon gave him that, but.
I thought it was Snoop gave him to him.
No, the
Snoop
chain.
Snoop gave him the chain and they called him Drip Bayless ever since then. I don't think the chain came from Snoop.
Wayne gave him the chain.
You know what? Snoop was the next episode.
Wayne gave him the chain.
The reason he made the chain was because of some shit about
some of his people's got some kind of can't. I don't remember, but Wayne gave him that chain.
Nah, but you know what it was? Skip had a little, they had like a live stream on
he
Skip.
He does that a few times, yeah.
And I ain't gonna lie, I watched it.
I watched all three of them so far.
And I ain't gonna lie, it did touch me a little bit.
When he said that one of his homeboys had cancer, Wayne pulled up and.
Oh, I ain't watch that episode.
He brang him on stage with him.
I ain't know about that. But he said about the reason. Why he hate the N-word?
Who said that?
Skip, because of, he said a black lady helped raise him.
Yes.
And
that
yeah.
shit, there's no way he could do,
he
like,
could say that.
Yeah, like, yeah. It's different.
Yeah.
That shit crazy.
That shit lit, man. Raw Dog King's in the building.
Me and this bitch. Yeah. All right, yeah, bro. I love Skip Bayless. That's the last nigga I cry for if they die. Shout out to Stephen A. Smith. Shout out to Charlamagne. Shout out to motherfucking Stepdaddy Driz. But nah, it's me. Stepdaddy. What they call me again? Huh? Oh. Yeah. Let me put y'all up on something.
Remember, we on the Chris Bond. Hey man, start the GoFundMe. Bye bye. I ain't going to Costa Rica no more. I ain't going to Dubai. Start the GoFundMe. Chris Brown better than Michael Jackson World Tour.
Ooh, I ain't never heard this nigga say this before me,
we at James L. Knight Center, November 4th to November 8th. Mm. We at the BB&T Center, December 1st to December 6th. Chris Brown better than Michael Jackson World Tour. Say less, Raw Dog Kings, nigga. Mm. Let's go, man.
Throw that talk.
We hear a nigga without an arm I spit.
Spit that shit.
Puh, right on that tough nigga Black Forces. Ooh. Come on now, kid.
We lit.
We on go. Raw Dog Kings.
Hey,
shout out to my... Oh, we gotta say...
Shout out to the boo you was
about
to shout out.
Shout out to my boo.
We about to leave y'all out with this.
Sydney Renee. Bae. Bae, Sydney Renee.
Hey, boo.
Hey, boo. Hey, listen here. If y'all don't know, she not blown like that. But Sydney Renee, her music be hitting, kid.
I still don't know why they call it love. Can somebody explain? I just know that it's something you say to another person when you feel some kind of way. I never knew the definition. Tried to work it out between us. Instead, you got to push it. Had no sympathy for putting me in this position. Got feelings for you quickly. That was never my intention. You didn't care, but still fucking with your broke ass.
Table
when you
turn.
Was sleeping on air. Listen to your problems when you needed an air.
How you, boo?
Coaches in your crib,
Sydney,
was
we love you.
Still
I just
got
to rub on your thigh,
you
bitch.
Was always available when you needed me there. You just
Raw Dog King in this bitch, you hear me?
Say less, nigga.
Stepdad, Seppy.
Come on, nigga. I'm gonna leave a condom home on purpose.
We out this bitch.
Raw Dog King.
You wasn't there, wasn't part of the deal. You didn't know, but for you I'll kill. Ain't one left on your boy, just the real. Tables gon' turn on you, turn like a wheel. Tables gon' turn on you, boy, you gon' feel it. Took a couple hours, woo! But I learned my lesson.
I ain't gon' lie, this verse hard as fuck before we leave.
But I ain't know you well. We could have been up, boy. Knew you was a fuck boy.
I just couldn't tell.
Was going through hell. Kept it to myself. Only see me winning, ain't gonna never see me
never.
But you couldn't help, only caring for yourself. All I seem to get is headaches when I'm dealing with a mouth.